Nakatitig si Maria Van Vaquido sa pinahahalagahang larawan isang araw noong 1963 noong siya at ang kanyang pamilya ay nilisan ang isang daungan sa Gresya, ang Piraeus, para magtungo sa Melbourne.
Myself and my sister here and our suitcases waiting to board the ship. I'm amazed that this photo actually survived.
Tulad ng iba na nilisan ng Europa matapos ang naging giyera sa kanilang bansa, ang pamilya ng Van Vaquido ay iniwan ng maliit na isla na kanilang pinanggalingan, ang Lefkada, para magkaroon ng mas magandang buhay.
My mother, who really never got over the fact that she had to leave her home, and my dad and everyone around me when I moved into Carlton, we came here, our stories were all the same. I mean, our parents came here because they had to. Their birth country was unable to provide for them. They felt that they left in order to give an opportunity for those who remain behind.
Para sa kanyang magulang na naho-homesick, mahalaga na panatilihin nila ang kanilang tradisyon.
My parents managed to continue to remain strongly Greek psychologically. They had to. And an entire community was built around them to uphold that. It was very important to them that we continued to speak Greek, that we went to, and the church was significant in creating that infrastructure.
Ngunit ang batang Maria ay gustong makibagay at ito ang nag-udyok para magkaroon siya ng dalawang buhay.
At school during the day, I was known as Mari, and at home I was Maria, and I could speak English during the day, and then I would speak Greek at night. I would take with me to school my mother's lunch, the lunch that she had prepared for me. Usually it would be very thick homemade bread, sourdough no doubt, with lots of peppers or zucchini, and that did not compare to the lunch that my Australian students had, and usually that would be white sliced bread with a thing called Vegemite or hundreds and thousands. I used to throw my lunch away.
Pero ang rebolusyon ay dumating. Sinabi pa niya na sa dekada 70, mas naging tanggap at napagdiwang ang pagkakaiba-iba ng mga tao.
In the 70s, it was very hip to be ethnic. Everyone suddenly realized that, you know, these migrants in the neighborhoods, you know, were these culturally vivid and fascinating. They came with this inheritance that in the 60s was rejected and told to either go home or not speak that language. In the 70s it was embraced. And for me, I realized then that the political process itself was key.
Si Maria Van Vaquido ay isang guro sa sekundaryang paaralan bago siya naihalal sa federal na parlyamento noong 2002. Siya ay nanatiling malupit sa kanyang advokasya na multikulturalismo at isa sa kanyang mga ginampanan ay pagiging isang deputy chair ng Joint Standing Committee sa Migrasyon. Siya ang kauna-unahang babaeng Griego na nahalal sa parlyamento, pero hindi ang unang politiko na nanggaling sa Lefkada.
My village prides itself in having delivered two or three members of parliament to the Greek parliament. I'm the only one that's delivered to the Australian parliament. But when I went back there just after I got elected, I was walking down the main road and someone stopped me and said, look, you know, look, this road is a disaster. There have been so many promises to fix it. Can you do something about it? And I looked at him and I said, you realize I'm actually a member of the Australian parliament? And he said, oh yes. He said, but what does it matter? He said, you're a politician.
Hindi na nasilayan ng ina ni Maria Van Vaquido ang pagpasok nito sa politika. Pero ang kanyang karera ay nagdulot ng kaluguran para sa kanyang ama.
I remember when I was elected to parliament, someone asked my dad how he felt, and his response, because he was a very measured person, his response was, well, my decision to come here has now been validated or justified.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.